KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
20 degrees in Lawrence, 17 in Emporia, 20 in Chanute. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have about 42 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 6:30, we'll have an update of news headlines. At 6:44, it is a rough time to be a dairy farmer. Milk prices have dropped. Now people who run dairy farms are trying to come up with other ways to make some money. They were thinking maybe ecotourism. Can't really do a cow maze. Generally doesn't work. They don't really hold all that still. I mean, they move slow, but not that slowly. At any rate, we are going to talk about the developing field of ecotourism in the dairy industry coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
KPR is throwing a party, a really big party, a two-day rager to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, February 27th and 28th, in Lawrence, including live music by Nutty and Lawrence's own band, Exotica Cocktail. Complete schedule and how to get your tickets, all at kansaspublicradio.org. Check it out when you have a minute. It's going to be a good time. It's 6:20.
The killing of another person by federal agents in Minneapolis has sparked a new wave of protest in the city and across the U.S.
We're angry, but we won't give up hope. And above all else, we are clearly unified.
Now a judge considers the legality of President Trump's anti-immigration tactics in Minnesota. Our continuing coverage tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It's 20 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:30.
A trade group that's also a defendant in Michigan's lawsuit said the cases are meritless. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The body of an Emporia Elementary School teacher who went missing on Friday night was discovered in a wooded area on Sunday afternoon. Police say it appears 28-year-old Rebecca Rauber succumbed to hypothermia. She was last seen leaving the Town Royal Bar in the 400 block of Commercial Street on foot and without her purse, phone, or jacket around 11:30 Friday night. Her body was discovered about 300 yards away from the bar by a K-9 unit. KVOE reports the investigation is ongoing. Kansas hospital staff vacancy rates have declined since the pandemic, but they're still higher than they were pre-pandemic. That's according to a report by the Kansas Hospital Association. Statewide, the vacancy rate is 11.8%. In 2019, it was 7.4%. Rosemarie Asnavourian is with MedPro Healthcare Staffing. She says when hospitals are short on certain employees, other workers get burnt out, and that causes a vicious cycle.
where you have nurses leaving and you've got to recruit more, and they're usually the newer nurses and they're not as clinically experienced as the ones who have left, and it's the cat chasing its tail.
As Navorian says, to attract workers, hospitals could offer to help pay off student loans or provide nursing assistance to reduce burnout. Efforts are underway to improve how the Kansas City area is handling rainwater and flooding. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more for Harvest Public Media.
Cities have long been designed to swiftly move water into storm drains, but this made street flooding and water pollution worse. So Kansas City, Missouri, Johnson County, Lawrence, and other governments collaborated to study modern best practices. Tom Jacobs with the Mid-America Regional Council says it's crucial to absorb more rainwater where it falls, with rain gardens and trees.
We used to say we have to get rid of water because it's just a problem. And now we're saying, wait a minute, water's an asset.
The collaboration led to an updated stormwater guide that could help cities improve their municipal codes. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Lows around 10 degrees overnight. Highs tomorrow in the upper 20s, lows back down in the single digits tomorrow night. This is KPR.
Support News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Milk prices are now below many dairy farmers' break-even points, even after a steady price decline since January of last year. It's the latest symptom of a volatile milk economy that has pushed some farmers to open side businesses in order to stay afloat. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval filed this report.
And we are doing that to try and open up farming even more to people.
That's been a recurring theme through conversations with different dairy farmers. These side businesses aren't just about bringing in more cash. They're also meant to connect people. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. See some photos or to hear this story again, visit our website, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies as well, scattered around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay with us. We have about another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, stick around at 7 o'clock. We'll have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for a repeat broadcast of this week's This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Lows around 10 degrees tonight, highs in the upper 20s tomorrow, lows around 6 tomorrow night. It's 19 degrees in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 7.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil. With a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at zquil.com. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Stick around. News headlines are up next, then Stardate, then classical music to get you through the evening hours. Mostly clear skies tonight with low around 10 degrees. Gusty winds at times out of the southwest for a change. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. Cold tomorrow night with a low around 6. It's 20 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 7:01. The news is next.